The Barrow at Kalbsried. According to legend, a mighty king is said to be lying in a silver casket in the Deflinger Hill, or Barrow, at Kalbsried in the Kyffhäuser district. Well, in the early 20th century, the Weimar curator, Armin Müller, was examining the excavation. He made an astonishing finding. It was not one barrow that lay before him, but two, one above the other.
In the 4th millennium BC, late Stone Age farmers from the Baalberg culture, an offshoot group of the Funnel Beaker folk, interred one of their own in a narrow burial pit and put a mound of earth on top of it. They placed a number of receptacles at the foot of the barrow, above which they built a stone pyramid.
A few centuries later, a chieftain from the Round Amphora culture found his final resting place in front of the barrow. The 30 to 40-year-old man was buried in a squatting position, in a casket made of slabs of large sandstone. And with him in the casket were such objects as receptacles, animal bones, boar-tooth jewellery, tools made from bone material, and a sharp axe fashioned from Nordic flintstone. But he was not alone in the casket. He had been buried with a child, no older than 18 or 24 months. Now, this custom, as cruel and strange as it may appear to us today, was a frequent occurrence in male graves.
During the funeral ceremony, a ritual fire burnt in front of the burial chamber. The chamber was then covered with slabs of sandstone, and a mound originally 4 meters tall was built above it. The barrow served as a burial site right up to the Middle Ages.